Hello again, this is Patrick Kelly, Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association President and Head Coach at Seaman High School. Welcome to this KWCA podcast. Today we are featuring Benedictine College Head Coach Thomas Williams. Coach Williams hails from the Los Angeles area. He graduated from South Hills High School in West Covina, California in 2008 after a stellar high school career that saw him place three times in the rugged California High School State Tournament. With over 800 schools in a single class system, you have to be a pretty high-profile wrestler to earn the accolades that Coach Williams did. His 179-17 record included a state title along with a runner-up finish and a fourth place showing. He was also a Junior Nationals Greco All-American and also garnered All-American honors at Fargo at the cadet level in freestyle. He participated in the prestigious Dapper Dan All-Star Duel in Pennsylvania where he won his match. Kansan Romero Cotton also participated in that same duel, actually winning his match prior to Coach Williams taking to the mat. He was also a NHSCA Senior Nationals All-American when he placed fifth at 119 pounds in Virginia Beach. After high school, Williams headed east to Washington, D.C. to wrestle for American University. During his college days, Coach Williams was a four-year starter and two-time place winner in the Eastern Intercollegiate Wrestling Association, or EIWA, tournament, and was also a two-time academic All-American. He earned degrees in international service and business and earned his MBA at Benedictine. Talk about a CEO head coach. Coach Williams is beginning his fifth season as head coach for the Ravens. He has also been part of the USAWKS Schoolboy Duels team for the past 3 years. Getting those kids involved at the entry-level age group is key to elevating the sport in our state. He will be presenting during a breakout session during the 2016 Fall Clinic. On the line with us today is Benedictine Ravens head coach Thomas Williams. Coach, welcome to the program. It's an honor to catch up with you and learn a little bit more about you.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Right, you grew up in Southern California, went to college in D.C., and end up in small-town Middle America. Tell us about that journey and how you got your start in the sport of wrestling.
I started wrestling. I mean, long story short, I was too small for football, and I started doing karate, and one of my neighbors, when I was growing up, wrestled. Told my dad about this wrestling camp near me when I was in fifth grade, and my dad took me to the camp. I loved it, and then from there, I just started wrestling year-round since fifth grade. And you mean fast forward to me graduating from American, I was kind of looking to move into the business world, and I really missed wrestling a lot and wanted to pursue my education more. So I started looking for graduate assistant positions pretty late in the game. I think it was like in July. And so most of the jobs were taken by then. And I mean, I found the Benedictine job at the time. And I mean, I looked and I fell in love with the campus and all the pictures online. And I ended up deciding to come out here. And I ended up taking over the program halfway through my first year here and being the head coach. And I've been here ever since, and I love it out here in the Midwest. So everyone's so nice out here. So
great, great. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about American University. You know, before Coach Cody kind of, you know, put it on the map in the wrestling world, I don't know as I've really heard of it. It sounds like kind of a unique place. Tell us a little bit about the makeup of the students, what the most prevalent degrees are there, and just tell us a little bit about American University.
Oh yeah, Americans, I loved it over there, and it's a really unique school. They were one of the, I believe, the first college to have like an international service degree, and I believe it was Woodrow Wilson actually set up the School of International Service and asked American to do it. And that's actually where I got my degree from. And I would say most of the students were either in the School of International Service. We also had the Kogod School of Business was pretty big. And the School of Public Affairs was another pretty big one. But yeah, our school, while I was there, we were voted the most politically active campus in the country. Two out of the 4 years I was there, and we were number two the other 2 years. So really interesting dynamic. I mean, being in Washington, D.C., there were a ton of things around and a lot of stuff going on. It was really cool to be a part of, you know, a lot of history out there.
You became a head coach at Benedictine at a unique time in the history of college wrestling in Kansas, with such rapid growth at the collegiate level. What opportunities and challenges does this influx of college wrestling programs have on the college scene in Kansas?
I think the opportunities are more long-term with individual colleges. Kind of what I see now in Kansas is kids feel like they can actually go to college and wrestle because there's schools around them with programs, and they see kids they know wrestling in college. As you guys know, I'm from California, and I believe Kansas has more four-year programs with wrestling for college than California does, and California has at least five times the amount of wrestlers. But the thoughts of kids around this area in Kansas, they think they can wrestle in college, and that's something they look forward to. Whereas in California, it's so far away, and there's a lot of kids they know don't end up going to college to wrestle. So I think it's starting kind of a grassroots thing here where more kids are going to want to wrestle in college, and that's going to help build the wrestling long-term in Kansas. The challenges as a coach here, as all these programs are adding, since I've been here, the NAIA programs have doubled in Kansas, I believe. You have double, the same amount of kids here wrestling, but double the colleges looking at the same kids. So competition-wise, recruiting kind of makes it a little difficult recruiting out here. It's great for the kids and great for the sport long-term here.
Steven Lusbrock's appearance in the NAIA Finals in 2014 and his fifth-place finish a year later has helped elevate the profile of Raven Wrestling. How important is it for a program to have a competitor or two that show up when it's time to compete at nationals?
Well, that's the end game. That's why kids are going to college to wrestle. They want to win a national championship. And when you have someone in the finals and doing well, it kind of validates what you're saying to these recruits, like, hey, you can come into our school and be a national champion. And it's also when kids are looking at national placings and stuff and they see Benedictine College, a lot of times kids from different places, they'll look up the college after that. So, it's really important to have someone at least there. And, if people are placing high, that's even better. It really exposes the team to a lot more people.
You had a chance to compete for two of the real good guys out there in head coaching circles during your time at American University in Mark Cody and Teague Moore. Cody was unfortunately let go just this fall from OU, but I'm sure he'll land on his feet somewhere soon. Tell us how they influenced how you run your program at Benedictine.
Well, number one, I'll say is their academic expectations that they had for us. We had the highest GPA one of the years I was there in the country, and we had at least I think three academic All-Americans every year I was there, every day at practice, both of them would be talking about academics, making sure we were getting going to class, studying for class, getting tutors, things like that. So, for me, that's something that I really focus on with our team. And our team had the second highest GPA for NAI schools this year. So, I'm starting to feel like that part is definitely from them. I'm able to kind of push onto my team, and definitely training wise, I take a lot of what we do from them. The big thing is utilizing rest and trying to get your guys to peak. A lot of times, I see a lot of programs, high school and college, they kind of have the view of Iowa style training, where you're just going two-a-days all the time, and kids. People aren't built to be able to do that, and you need to actually have rest days and those things built into your training cycles to be able to recover. You need to train hard, but you also need to rest to be able to actually get the gains from your workouts.
Sure, great advice there. I visited the Benedictine campus when my oldest son was selecting a college. Ryan didn't end up there, but I was impressed with the campus and the friendly people we met. What is the elevator speech that you use to initially catch the interest of recruits?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, I really focus mostly on the academics at our school because that comes first. So I would say, I mean, something like Benedictine is ranked in the top 15 regionally and ranked in the top 100 nationally academically. We have a 14-to-1 student-teacher ratio, so that means we have small school interaction, but we do have big school majors like engineering, architecture, and pre-med. Our team has had two top 25 finishes since I've been here and finished second in the country academically, so our guys are doing it in the classroom and on the wrestling mat. And also, in the next 2 years, I'll have six of my wrestlers graduate with MBAs and three engineering degrees while they're wrestling for me. So, I mean, our guys are not only competing on the wrestling mat, performing well on the wrestling mat, but I mean they're going to be set up for life, and that's something that really represents our team. And when you come to our school, I want you to be able to be set for life, and I mean, be able to pick whatever job you want, not search for jobs when you graduate.
Wow, that is impressive, and it'll make for some good donors for you in the future, I'm sure too.
that's the plan also. So.
So what can clinic goers expect to see from your session at the KWSA Fall Clinic?
Yeah. So basically, I mean, I want to talk about building a program and program culture. Culture is the most important thing when you're building a program. And I mean, kind of like what I talked about at American with the academics, I mean, if we want these guys going to college, I mean, for these high school coaches, you need to be focusing on the academics and have that culture where getting good grades is, I mean, really built in. And I mean, it's cool to get good grades. I'm going to talk a lot about, I mean, what's going on with our program and our school, our team vision and identity. And then I want to talk a lot about, wrestling was almost dropped from the Olympics recently. And I mean, because, I mean, there was a lot of different factors, but I mean, wrestling kind of moved to a more boring and stalling style. And the rule changes in freestyle and folk style have tried to move away from that and promote aggressive wrestling. And I mean, technique-wise, I'll be going over things that, I mean, we're utilizing these rules and trying to score and really, I mean, stress on the importance of making wrestling exciting and always trying to attack and trying to put points up on the board, because not only I want my guys to win, but I want wrestling to be exciting and I want it to be in the Olympics, forever. So, I mean, that starts at, high school level, college level. And
all right, well, thank you for taking the time to visit with us and good luck this season. Looking forward to seeing you in Salina on October 8th.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Look forward to it.
The clinic has undergone a major facelift for the 2016 event. From here forward, the date will be the first full Friday, Saturday, and Sunday weekend in October. Also new is the format of the clinic itself. We have sandwiched breakout sessions between the session presented by our headliner. Williams and Coach Tom Carr of Central Christian will be the main attraction of these sessions, along with such topics as program building, women's wrestling, and the Olympic styles of wrestling. This is Patrick Kelly signing off and looking forward to seeing you at the 2016 KWCA Fall Clinic in Salina. That's all for now. Thanks for listening.